Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We remember how Jesus, the risen Lord, was known to his friends in the breaking of bread, and how their hearts were set ablaze as they talked with him on the road.
If we tell God of our sin, we can depend on divine goodness to forgive us. Let us ask forgiveness now.
O God, our healer, there has been no
part of this life of ours that has been fit for you to see.
In our homes, in our study,
we have been afraid to think and follow on the truth. We have not always borne each other's burdens and forgiven each other's faults.
Sometimes we have tried to offer to you and to others that which cost us nothing. For this, forgive us, God.
In the church,
we have found your service sometimes a burden and not a delight. We have not always shown the love that Christians ought to show. We have been so immersed in the details that we have sometimes lost the vision of the eternities. We have often been too satisfied with ourselves and too critical of others.
In life, in the world,
we have so often been careless in duty, slack in prayer, blind to the things which should have been our chief concern. In us there has been too little of the love which draws people to you. For this, forgive us, O God.
Let us be silent, and in the silence let us make our confession to God. Gracious God, we have found forgiveness in you. Help us here and now to accept that forgiveness and to live as new people.
And help us to show that new life by going from this place with something of the loveliness of the Master for us,
so that all may know that we have been with Jesus.
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
And now we turn our attention to others as we pray our prayers of intercession. The Lord upholds all those who are falling and raises up those who are bowed down. Let us ask him for his help.
O God, bless us and others who need help today.
Those whose minds are perplexed and who have more questions than they have answers. Those who have temptations which make them afraid of what they might do. Those whose hearts are sore and whose eyes have known tears.
Bless all such, O God.
Those for whom things are easy, that they may be kept from pride. Those for whom things are difficult, that they may be kept from discouragement and despair. Those who are regretful for the past and afraid for the future.
Bless all such, O God.
Bless any in anxiety of mind, in pain of body, in distress of heart. Bless your church in this country and throughout the world, and so cleanse, purify, and strengthen it, that it may be fit for your work. Bless those we love and those who are dear to us. From our deep darkness, we come to your light. From all our weakness, to your peace and power. And from our sinfulness, to your great love. Fulfill your promise and turn none of us away through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We come to the Lord's table in obedience to the invitation and command of Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us.
To him we owe the assurance that our sins are forgiven. On him alone we depend for grace to overcome all evil and to do the right.
As Jesus, on the night on which he was betrayed, took a common loaf and a common cup and used them to be the signs of truth eternal, I take this bread and this wine to be set apart from their common use to this, their sacred use this day.
We know that you are always trying to speak to us. Things and in the common experiences of life, and that in the midst of time, you are always giving us glimpses of eternity. So let your spirit be in us and be upon this bread and wine today, that through them we may enter into our blessed Lord and he into us.
Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come, not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come, because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Lift up your hearts and minds above your cares and fears, and let this bread and wine be to you the token and pledge of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit, all meant for you, if you will receive them in humble faith.
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Now we are going to take seriously the invitation to come. We're inviting all of you to come forward. Form semicircles around whatever table is open. Here's the way we'll serve the supper. When you form a semicircle, the minister behind the table will offer the bread to the person on this side, on this end, and say, "Jesus said, this is my body." This person will take a piece of bread and eat it. Then that person will take the bread and offer it to the person next to him or her and say the same thing, "Jesus said, this is my body." And so it will go all the way around, eating the bread as you take it. Then immediately we will follow with the grape juice, "Jesus said, this is my blood." You will take it and drink it, put the empty cup back, offer it to the person next to you and say, "Jesus said, this is my blood." And thus it will go all the way around. We are all serving each other. And it's going to be very informal. People will be coming and going as you take the Lord's Supper. And in addition, one other thing we're going to do is have spontaneous hymns and choruses being sung as we take the Lord's Supper. Anyone in here who would like to start one, work up your nerve and do it. But I want to warn you, like it happens frequently when something like this is done, there is one plant in the congregation, and that will be the first one. Now, after that, there are no more plants. Nothing else is planned. So if there is any hymn or any chorus that you would like to sing for all of us to sing with you, not as a solo, but just to get started, feel free to do just that. And the first one is planted and is planned. So now you can start whenever you're ready. Just come forward and pick the table that has room. Oh God, send us from this place
with the light of your hope in our eyes and the fire of your love.
Send us from this place,
watch us again in the unseen cloud of witnesses who compass us about
and serve in the presence of our blessed Lord.
Send us from this place,
sure of the forgiveness of sins and the life eternal, to which there is no end.
Send us from this place, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.